Hello, hello. This is Jason E., and welcome to the Trading and Ascension Podcast. While discussing topics related to personal and spiritual development and day trading, this podcast provides thought-provoking concepts and direct source energy to help us evolve as humans and professional traders, all while I'm logging my journey. Today, we have a special guest on the show. We'll be talking with Marina, aka the Trader Chick. This is going to be awesome. If you don't know Marina, who is currently in Guatemala via Soviet Union and New York roots, she brings 9 years of trading experience to the show. Not only does Marina trade, but she also supports, teaches, mentors, and motivates other traders and has a host of resources that you can find on thetraderchick.com. Now, I love Marina's take on trading and spirituality. Trading Ascension listeners, stay tuned. You're in for a treat. So like we hate the drive-through, let's get it in. Marina, welcome to the Trading and Ascension Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so very much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Excellent. Well, you know, I believe, and I don't have near the experience you have, but I believe that trading is a calling and you have to have something pushing you to persevere. Let's just start off. Can you just tell us all what you love about trading?
Oh, there's so many things, but it's funny that you say that it's a calling, because the other day somebody wrote me, I don't remember what they said. And I said, well, day trading is a calling. And they wrote me back saying, do you mean like, you know, Jesus Christ or God? And I'm just like, well, it's a calling. You know, not everybody wants to be a hockey player. Some people are called to be hockey players. Some people are called to be traders. So it's interesting that you say that it's a calling, because I believe it's the same thing, right? And not everybody is going to even understand or grasp what it is. And when you actually really have that calling, like, it's just like this thing that's just constantly pushing in that direction. If you actually stick with it, it could really, I mean, change your life. It could change your life for the better in so many ways. What I like most about it, well, when I first began, I didn't realize it was going to be anything like that. I've been always interested in financial markets, and just really wanted to be more in the action of things. But being in the action of things can also be a little bit deceiving, because people believe that they have to actually be consistently active, as in and out of trades all the time, when it's actually the exact opposite. Being a pro trader, the action that you're going to be taking mainly is patience and sitting out in the discipline, which if you could acquire that for anything in life, I think you're pretty much golden, right?
For sure. So,
and day trading just challenges you with that on a daily basis, because it just manages to really, I don't even know how to say it properly, challenge you in the moment consistently, right? Like, and that's something that no one, I don't think, ever actually talks about. And that's how I think it changed you, you know, to do things better overall, because of the mindfulness that you have to be applying to it consistently.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I know, you know, when we talk about a calling and then the transformation that it causes, thinking back, some people, I'll ask them this question. They'll say, oh, it was a Tuesday and the sun was going down. And other people are like, you know what? I just started, you know, just doing it. I don't know how. Do you remember? Do you have a story about how you discovered day trading?
So, I grew up in New York City, so I was always around Wall Street. My mother actually works right on Wall Street. So whenever I used to visit her, it was, you know, the hype and then the movie Wall Street. And it's just, obviously, you know, like, some people are like, wow, this is so great. And others, oh my God, this is horrible. So I was one of those, wow, this looks so fun and interesting. And I just got involved in not day trading, but investing. You know, I really was enjoying stocks and the market overall. But life gets in the way, you know. I couldn't apply myself to be in it all the time. Also money, you know, you do need to have some money to start up, especially in the stock market. I didn't even know about the other markets back then that, you know, you could start with a lot less. So it's been on and off situation for me all the time. I was investing. I always kind of put money more into the market than into a savings account, which I think also a lot of people don't know the difference. And I had a retirement account early, but a retirement account, you know, it's not just, oh, I have money in an account. It's you, you could actually, you know, move it around, different stocks, all of that. And then, as you know, as kind of life just moved around, it was always in my background. And when we moved to Costa Rica, I had a lot of time on my hands. So I really wanted to get back into more active. However, back then the internet was literally in its infancy. So there wasn't anything available to me. And in Costa Rica, obviously I wasn't privy to everything as I would be if I lived in the US. So I just started to continue with my investing. And this was back when the day when you still have to talk to your broker on the phone or, you know, and it was like $25 each transaction. So I couldn't really go crazy. And then I started a business, which I didn't even realize was going to become my business for almost 8 years. I started to blog about our lives in Costa Rica, and it became this business that actually supported my family for many years as a travel writer and an agent. And so obviously I couldn't do anything during that time. However, I hit this peak where I became pretty successful with it, but it came to this point where I could either level it off or take it to the next level. And I was really burnt out on it. And that's when, and it was right before my 40th birthday. And I was sitting there. Oh, it was funny because, you know, sometimes you take these tests, not tests, like these kind of questionnaires. What do you know? What is your goal? What do you want to do? Blah, 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 those kinds of things.
Right.
And I did one 2 years before without even realizing it. And I left it in my desk. I don't even remember about it. And during this time of like, what do I want to do? Blah, blah, blah. I started to, again, look at the financial charts. I was just rummaging through my desk and I found it. And it said there that I wanted to be a professional day trader, which was so bizarre. I was, I was like in my midst of my travel business being really, really successful. And I was like, okay, you know, it's always been calling me. So for my 40th birthday, right before my 40th birthday, I was, and so when you decide you want to be a trader finally, or that you want to get into that, I call it the day trading journey, right? You want to get on that journey, I guess you could say. It's difficult because there's so many different markets to look at, right? A lot of people are like, oh, you day trade, so you're doing the stock market. The stock market is only 20% really, you know? But when you don't really know about it, that's the first thing that comes to your mind. So I was really looking into stocks. I was looking into penny stocks. And then because I was a travel blogger, and had a travel site, I was also, you know, following some other travel bloggers. And there was this one guy who were really successful with travel blogging and day trading, and they were trading futures. Like, God, I've never even heard of futures. What is that? But because of their lifestyle, I knew what their lifestyle was like. So I believed what they were saying. And one of them had a school, had an academy. So without even knowing much about what futures was, but because I was interested in the markets, the charts, and I saw his lifestyle, I'm like, I'm going to go for it. So for my 40th birthday, I bought my first tuition, I guess you could say, it's really expensive, and joined. And that was pretty much the beginning of it. But that was the beginning of me becoming, you know, the day trading journey began there technically on my 40th birthday. So 9 years ago.
Awesome. And so, you know, it's interesting. And I want to ask, because you had a successful travel business. And from what I've been learning, and I talked to a trader psychologist on the last show, there's not a lot of skills that we can bring from other ventures that really help us in trading. Was there anything that from the blogging, from being successful in other realms, did any of that transfer to your trading?
No, but because travel is such an important part of my life, it's not even a necessity. It's not even a luxury. It's a necessity. I needed the everything I do. What was really important was that my lifestyle maintained that flexibility. And I think because of that, day trading also really pulled me to it because you could do it from anywhere. Flexibility. However, believe it or not, the first like 3 or 4 years, I had no flexibility. I was obsessed sitting in front of my charts for 10 to 13 hours a day because I became completely nuts. So that was kind of the only thing that was from my travel business was that I knew that I had to maintain that. And as far as other skills, absolutely not. Nothing prepared me for it.
Yeah, at all. You know, I totally understand that. And I definitely want to circle back. I've had my eyes on Costa Rica for a while, so we're definitely gonna hit that again. But so you started trading and you met these mentors, if you will. From that point, what were some of the hurdles that you faced? What were either the technical or even the psychological? What was the journey like to get to where you are now?
Well, it was really difficult. The first 2-3 years were really, really bad. So the thing is, yes, they were mentors, but they were salesmen, because I ended up spending over $20,000 on my education and everything. And mainly the main reason, I have to say, is because nobody is upfront with you. So what happened was, I was really struggling. The academy was really expensive. It only gave me access for 3 months when I, you know, and that's kind of the thing with the whole day trading industry, is the courses are so expensive, for completely unnecessary. You don't get that much. And so it's kind of like, I now realize it, you know, 2020 hindsight, but what was going on, and I think the majority of these academies are, is you want to learn how to day trade. So my analogy is, you want to learn how to play a musical instrument, and you arrive to your academy, but instead of going through, you know, music 101, theory 101, really understanding even how to hold, let's say you want to learn to play a flute, even learn how to play the flute, they literally throw you into the symphonic pit and expect you to keep up with all the other people who are way more advanced than you, and never teach you the beginning, right? And that was a really big problem for me, because whenever I was asking beginner questions, I was like, treated as though I should have known this, you know, or I should have been born with this information. And I feel the majority of the people in the room would never admit it either, but we all felt the same, but no one ever admits it, right? And so you're just drowning all the time. You're drowning, right? But because everybody else in the room is, you know, this is all virtual, is saying that they're winning. Oh, look at those trades. So you're taking these trades in the live market. You don't even know why. And you're losing money because you're chasing trades. It becomes this emotional roller coaster. And the other thing is, there's, you know, it's a lot of lies. Like, I was, you know, following these people and they were like, oh my God, in 3 months we're live. And like, oh, I have this, I set up this whole group of other traders that I am giving money to, you know, like funding, and I taught them, and in 3 months they were live, this and that. So you become desperate. And so when one of these mentors, quote unquote, offered this, I guess it was a retreat. It was this 1 week retreat, and it was only 6 of us. It was in Colombia, and you know, it was a fortune, but I was like, I gotta do this. This is it. This is that missing link. You know, I flew there, and I think this was after 2 years of me struggling and losing money, and I still believed completely. And that's when I think I had my first real eye-opening reality. Because when I arrived there, the people that he said he was funding, after 3 months, they were live. None of them were live. They were all losing money. Even they went live, lost a bunch of money, went back into simulation mode, but he didn't tell us that part, right? Also, the fact that it took him, and he had 2 other, called the master traders, there to do this retreat. And by the way, every single person in there who was with me on this journey, none of us were live. We were all struggling. We were all having the same issues. We couldn't even understand the basics because no one was talking about it.
Right.
And when, and then one of them, funny enough, not even the guy that was running it, one of his master traders, he was the one that was the most humble and honest. He's like, it took me so long. And then I finally realized, you know, also the thing that they were teaching was to go for bigger targets. And bigger targets means you have to put up a bigger risk. You have to sit through a lot of action movement. And, you know, it was really complicated. And a lot of us couldn't manage even that. And he was like, he was going in for really quick targets. He was in and out within like 5 minutes. And he was also only going in for like 1 or 2 points, which is like $100. But if you multiply it with contracts, it's not, you know, he wasn't going for those huge five-figure days, which nobody really gets, right? Unless you're putting in five figures. And I think that was my first real like reality check that, wait a second, I'm not different than anybody else. And on the contrary, I'm doing pretty well considering none of this is ever spoken out loud. So I'm very honest with all of this. It's going to take you time. You don't need to go for the big, you know, the big targets because everybody wants to make thousands of dollars per day. Why not start with making $50 a day? What's wrong with that? You know, right. And that's a really huge shift in your mind as well. But there was many other shifts in there that completely changed me. But I think that is something that's really important. And a lot of people don't talk about any of that, that it takes time and the hype is not something you need to follow. You know, it becomes too emotional.
Yeah. And it sounds daunting because you were around traders were losing. There was confusion in the information. So I have two questions from that. One, what kept you going through all that adversity? And two, with your experience and also mentoring other traders, why do traders quit? What gets people to kind of throw the towel in similar situations?
What kept me going is because even after all those losses and everything, I knew that I could do this. I knew that I could do this. And really the number one thing that the reason why people fail is two reasons really, but I think they're the synonymous. One, they just want a shortcut. They don't want to do anything. They just want to throw their money into the market. I call it donating money to the market and thinking that they're going to get rich quick. And that's really what it is. And number two is it's also a shortcut, but you know, you don't want to really learn everything. Even if you're in academies, you still want to start really, you want to start really fast. You want to, you know, begin way before you're ready. And in trading, that doesn't work. You really need to put the time in. It's a craft. You know, you would never, like I always say to people, if you want to learn how to play the piano, you're not going to be performing in Carnegie Hall the next day. Right. Because people don't realize that's what being live in the market is. It's your real money live. You know, it's foolish to think that you're going to go and perform in front of a lot of people who are paying you to perform for them on a piano. And you've only just started the day before. Right. It's a very similar analogy. People don't realize it's OK for some reason for pianists to put in years of practice. But why, you know, day trading can make millions. But, you know, I'm going in tomorrow. They don't even know how to use their charting softwares a lot of times. They don't even know how to put in a stop loss. They don't even know what a trending market is. They have no idea what a support and resistance area is. It's like getting into a car and not knowing where the accelerator and the brake is, literally.
And then saying you're going to win a NASCAR race or something.
Yes. But people believe that they can do that.
Yeah. And that's
why. And they don't. And that's, and they're like, oh, and then it's so risky. Well, yeah, for sure it's risky. You've done nothing, right? So, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, and so you talked about, you know, having more than one shift. And I know when I was just doing a lot of researching, you said that one huge shift was when your inner talk became way more positive. Do you kind of remember that time period? And can you explain kind of what happened, what really made it so your inner critic wasn't as bad as it was before? What led up to that?
So I think it's been like a year and a half that I was constantly like losing, and it was just tragic. It was tragic. And there's all these excuses, you know, you consistently say, oh my God, why did I do this stupid mistake? I knew what to do. Like you really batter yourself, beat yourself up. Right. And also you tend to blame the market. And oh my God, it should have done this. It should have, you know. And when I had a total breakdown, and that's when I started to realize that I didn't even know, to be honest with you, this was even a thing. But I started to look online, like trying to figure out, like just kind of going a little bit into this personal growth or development section, you know, kind of seeing. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm starting to hear these limiting beliefs or, you know, I guess it's like you have these stories, these limiting beliefs that really make you up for what you do, everything you do in life, right? If you are a superstitious person, and there's a cat that crosses the road, you're not going to cross, you're going to figure out a way not to cross that road. Or even like something that's more common, you know, a staircase, you don't want to walk under the staircase. That's a superstition. That's a limiting belief, right? Maybe 100 years ago, somebody passed underneath a staircase and the guy on top had a can of paint and it hit his head. And all of a sudden now it's this superstition and limiting belief. But if you by any chance do that, all of a sudden you're cursed, you know, that's a limiting belief, right? That's so I started to realize that we are full of limiting beliefs and these negative stories, right? And I didn't even know that this was a thing. And then I started to really dive deep into understanding these negative beliefs and all of that. And also, you know, there's a saying, what is that saying? Your mind, you could be either a master of your mind or a slave to it, right? So the majority of the populations are slave to our minds because we don't realize that we control our thoughts, and our thoughts are not who we are. They're literally just like clouds passing through our minds. And if we stick to that cloud and make it real, it becomes real, but they're not real thoughts, right? And I think when you start to understand that's even a real thing, you could start to all of a sudden be like, this is not true. Like, wait, this isn't real. Like, this is just, you know, I don't even know where this thought comes from. And it's the same thing with how we speak to ourselves, right? So once we start to actually change how we speak to ourselves, everything really begins to change. And everything comes from the mind. There's nothing out there. Everything is within us.
Yeah. And that's powerful.
It's a little philosophical, but it's pretty much the reality.
it's very true. I totally agree. Know? And so this is a question I ask all the guests. I think it's great timing. So when you look at trading, when you're comparing, and I'm just looking for a percentage answer, when you're comparing the psychological, the emotional side to the technical side, what percentage of trading would you say is psychological?
Oh, easily 85%, maybe even more.
Okay.
Easily.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of the individuals I talk to, you know, they say 80%. Of course, you have to be technically sound, you know, before you can even get to that execution. Like you were talking about the individuals who didn't know the trend line and thought they were going to take over the world the next day. But once you get to that point where you are sound in your technique, it seems like the mentalness takes over. And there's a word that I heard you say was mindfulness. Can you define what you mean by mindfulness and how it relates to trading?
Yeah. So you'll hear a lot of, if you actually start to meet real pro traders, they're probably some of the most humble people you'll ever meet. Interestingly enough, they will never boast about their Ferraris and their mansions and their private jets, right? Because they are actually meditating, doing yoga and being very mindful and never really talking about their big wins or whatever. Right. And that's something that I started to, you know, be around more people who were really just traders. And they started talking a lot about meditating. I never meditated in my life. I didn't even know what that was. So that was a huge a learning curve for me as well. And then I started to hear a lot about mindfulness. And I was like, what is mindfulness? You know, I didn't even know what that was. And interestingly enough, one of my friends in Guatemala she became a certified mindfulness instructor. And she did an 8-week mindfulness program. So I jumped into it. And basically, mindfulness is literally just being in the moment. It sounds a lot more complicated than it really is. But it's being in the moment, not just being here, but being really here and being right there, super active, giving it 100%, right? I mean, the majority of times we're never really here. Our minds are always somewhere else. We're multitasking.
Very true.
With trading, because at this point, I've also developed a scalping strategy, which is going for much smaller profits, which is much quicker timeframes, right? I mean, right now, today, the trades last between 30 seconds to like 3 minutes, right? So they're really quick. And believe it or not, in 30 seconds, a lot could happen. But if you're not mindfully in that moment, watching it with every single ounce of energy, you are not there. And that was something that's really important. And it's funny because my family, my sons and my husband, they are both really into, three of them are rock climbers, right? And when they get on the rock, if they're not in that moment watching every single move, you could fall, right? You could. So it's the same thing. You could lose that trade. You can maybe not manage it properly, even though your stop is there. So it's being literally in that moment right there. And you could do that with eating. You could do it with dressing. You could do it with anything. It's just really taking in what's going on right there. And that could really change everything. I know that people are like, oh, I'm always, you know, I'm there. But it's funny enough, we're not. We're not 100% there. And when you are 100% there, there's really no room for, you know, talking badly to yourself or, you know, getting into your limiting beliefs, because it doesn't matter, because none of them are applicable since you're in that moment right there.
Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense. And I totally can see now when you said that trading brought you to spirituality, it was that cultivation of mindfulness. Is there anything for, and not even a new trader, but any trader at all, that you would suggest as a tool to developing their mindfulness? Or were you just kind of forced into it by the business, the nature of the trading?
I was pretty much forced into it for sure. Because if I didn't, I would be either completely broke right now or not be here at all. Right.
Right.
So that's what I always tell people, you know, if you're going to do day trading, even if you don't succeed on it, but if you let it take you down this journey, like to really get to know oneself, to get to know yourself, it can really transform you to be a better person. Because the thing with day trading, it's so in the second, right? So it's about, I always compare it to a trauma surgeon. You have to make really important decisions right there on the spot, right? They're really important. It's not like we make decisions all the time, right? But for instance, you making a decision to buy a house, you won't know if it's a good or bad decision until maybe several years later, right? Maybe the market will crash and, oh, this was a bad decision, or maybe the neighborhood became bad, or maybe whatever reason, or maybe the neighborhood totally boomed and your house went up like 300%, but you won't fully know the decision was good or bad in that moment, right? It takes several years. With day trading, you'll know right away if that decision was good or bad. Just like a trauma surgeon, if they make, you know, that decision to do something to a patient could literally save their lives or the opposite, right? Same thing with day trader. It's so in the moment. So your decisions have to come from having a strong mind, being, you know, confident, understanding what you're doing. Trauma surgeons make those decisions because they have years of training behind them. If you don't have, you don't have to have years of training in day trading, but you definitely need to have training. Training as in coming up with a strategy and practicing, right? So, and then it brings you to a decision. I always say, I don't know if you ever heard of that book, The Art of War.
I have, yeah.
One of the main things that he talks about is that the soldier dies before the battlefield. I don't know if you ever heard that.
Yeah, and the battle is won or lost before you even hit the battlefield as well.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's like, what does that even mean? But when you start to trade, when I started trading, I understood it. So basically what happens is I died before I entered my trade. I've already lost, like I've died before because all the work was done before I pressed that go button. So once I'm in it, there's no more, I should not be doubting at all because I've done the work. I've died before I entered there. And that's really what it is. It's doing all that work. And that work isn't just, you know, the strategy. It's your mental stability as well.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that seems to hinder this is what you mentioned earlier, is being a slave to our mind. Do you have any methods to kind of battle the mind? And I'm really just kind of looking for the approach, because I know that, you know, doing trading is doing trading. Sometimes you just have to get in there and you have to do it. But is there anything as far as tackling the mind to build mindfulness that can help while you're trading or even outside of trading?
It's just a constant work in progress. Constant work in progress. I mean, I find myself to this day, and I've been doing this now for a good 6 years of really training my mind, but you could go there easily, like with the negative thoughts, the negative stories, and you have to just, it's a lot of different work that you'll do, right? I mean, even standing in front of a mirror and telling yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying that you're beautiful and I love you sounds kind of ridiculous, but you don't understand how life-changing that will be because we don't ever do that, right? And that's when I started to even realize if I don't fully love myself, nobody will ever be able to love me. And I know that this doesn't have much to do with trading from the outside, but it has everything to do with trading, right? Because if you don't have complete belief in yourself, nothing you'll do will come from those, from that strength, right? And that's your mind. I honestly, I would recommend people to just get in front of the mirror and start telling themselves they love themselves. You'll be, it will transform your life and every aspect of your life. And that's the thing with trading. I always said what you do in one thing, you do in everything. And trading just challenges you on every level. So even if you're not everything, you will start to change for the better in other things as well. I was not doing the most conventional things. I was doing pretty much, you know, they say just throw everything at it. I started to really realize how weak my mind was and how negative my mind was, and really working at it. I mean, I am not the same person that I was when I was 40 for the better.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, and when that transformation is one of the exciting things that I really love about trading. And so when you're at a place where you're at right now and you're looking back and you're like, man, I've changed so much. I'm a different person. What are some of the fallacies and the traps that people fall in versus the reality of what it takes to get from, you know, this is my first trade, distraction from false teachers to where you are right now and consistently profitable?
So you need to put in the time into simulation trading. I don't care what people tell you, it's not the same, but you cannot get into an airplane and just take off. Why is it that pilots go through simulation training? And why do people who want to be traders think that they don't have to? Why would you put your hard-earned money into practicing and learning a strategy before you have that strategy? So when people start talking to you about, oh, simulation is nonsense, it's not good, it's not the same thing, I want to know their win ratio. They're not winning. You need to have a strategy before you could go live, right? You cannot be confident enough to be taking good trades because if you start losing, let's say if you are going to go the route of practicing in the live market and you start to lose real money, what do you think that's going to do on your confidence level? It's going to completely derail you, right? So you cannot build your confidence when you're losing money, real money, right? However, right. You can build slowly knowing that you are learning in simulation. And so once you have that solid strategy and you've been really, the thing is with trading is, I don't know why that is, but somehow all our bad habits get like put on steroids once you're in the live market, right? So working on your good habits is critical. And if you cannot be in your best mind and most confident mind if you're constantly losing in the live market. So I really believe in simulation trading completely, but like with a real purpose, not just, you know, and then once you really have that strategy and developing it, I always say there's going to be a massive transition, right? When you're entering the live market, and for some reason, the universe seems to like mess with you. And your first, when you go live, your first couple of days are always losers. It like puts you through the test. I don't know why that is.
It's the ringer for sure.
But you need to trust. And that comes back to backtesting, right? And that was something else that I really recognized. You need to backtest. And it's not, you could do a journal. I tried all those journals, you know, writing your emotions and all that, but I don't think that matters. It's about the numbers. Okay, this is the particular trade and this is the amount of times this trade works over, let's say, a 90-day trading period, right? Okay, is it 75-80% more winners or losers? Because if it's 80% winners, then that the losers we know are going to be only 20% and you could take them and not worry about it, you know?
Gotcha. And so along that same lines, what is something now that you wish you knew before you started trading?
It's going to take time. Don't believe the hype. Practice and you need to work on your mental. The thing is, working on your mental strength, you don't really know you are weak until you are deep into it. So that could be hard in the beginning, right? I think that's why military people are already a little bit ahead of the game when they get into it, because of that discipline and structure that they have, which is a real big help for a lot of them.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. I had two military guys on the show a few episodes ago, and they talked about the discipline really helped them in the business. But then at the same time, not being able to manipulate situations kind of was a hindrance to them. So it worked a little bit of both ways, but they definitely benefited from the discipline that it takes. And so you yourself, you built up this discipline. You went through adversity. You started to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and then you started to be successful. What made the transition to, okay, I'm benefiting myself, my family, but now I want to help others? What was that transition like?
Well, I never thought I was going to do that. It was never, ever in my scope, I guess you could say. I just started talking about it, about like the spirituality of it, and also about my scalping. And very simple, I'm down to one chart and two indicators, right? The majority of people are trading with several monitors, dozens of indicators, wasting their money on softwares and algorithms and bots. So I'm down to literally two free universal indicators. You can get it from any charting software. One chart, my laptop. I had three monitors. I threw them out. I had 10 indicators, got rid of them all. This was after like my breakdown. And when I came back and just wanted to focus on the basics. And that's when I realized that 90% of the stuff we are hearing is just blabbing from experts that make it want to seem hard so that you could pay them thousands of dollars. And it's anybody could do it. Anybody could do it. It's not easy, don't get me wrong, but it's certainly not complicated. It's simple. And I started to just talk about it. And all of a sudden, people were interested. Also, I was really, again, this was 9 years ago when I began. I was in less than 1% of the population, females. So I really wanted to talk to more women, you know, and get more women interested in this, because we can manage this a lot more, right? We are much more careful with our money and all that stuff. And I really wanted to just get a community of women, women traders, literally. That was like my goal. And the more I started talking about it, somehow, you know, others, men started to, you know, a lot of men, they first get into these aggressive academies because aggressiveness, you know, and these, you know, aggressive moves, it's fun, but people don't realize that all the, you know, that there's these huge losses that comes with it as well.
Right.
And when so a lot of times now I get a lot of men that come to me who have either lost a lot of money and now really want to simplify it and just be very conservative, because I'm a very conservative at it. And my approach is super conservative. So that's just kind of how it grew without even me realizing it.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's awesome, you know, to give value back as a trader, especially. You know, I talk to a lot of traders, and they some wrestle with, okay, I'm making all this money. And then that usually is what prompts them to say, you know what, I need to give back. I need to start helping other people. So that's amazing. So I want to talk about the traveling and trading, but before that, because it seems like there's a lot of freedom with that lifestyle. What does just the word freedom mean to you?
To be with your family, to not be, you know, tied down or follow like somebody else telling you what to do, to be able to do whenever you want, to have the time to do whatever you want. It's not even about the money. Yes, definitely it is, to be able to have the freedom to afford whatever you want to do. But it's just, it's the time. Something will never get back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and time with family is definitely important. And so as you're moving around with your family, and I know that you're in Guatemala, so I don't know if you know, moving around all the time, but as you travel, even on this trip now, what are some of the keys to trading and traveling successfully? I took two trips this year, and they weren't great days for my trading. And it was, you know, I was out of my routine. I just felt out of place, and I really just need to build that skill up, you know, away from home. What would you say are some keys to being able to move around and trade successfully?
So you need to dedicate the time, right? Let's say, because scalpers normally don't trade more than like an hour, hour and a half. It's just not possible. So for me, that's a benefit, right? So you need to find the time. Now go and lock yourself into a room for that time to make sure there are absolutely no other things you have to do, even in your mind, like, oh my gosh, I didn't do that, but I have to sit in front of the computer. No. So then don't sit in front of the computer, because you're not going to be in front of the computer. You're going to be freaking out while you're not doing the other thing. So it's not only like the time of reality, it's also the mental space. You need to, okay, this is my time. Nobody bothered me during this, whatever hour, 2 hours, and find that space and go and be there. If there's absolutely nothing, there's nothing. You don't want to chase any trades. You don't want to, you know, run after a trade just because you dedicated those 2 hours. I always say, you know, if you book a trip to Hawaii to surf, and that particular week there's no surf, you're not going to freak out on Mother Nature, right? It's just the way it is. There's nothing there, so you can't do any surfing. Right. You can enjoy other stuff. So if you sit down for that 1 or 2 hours and there's no trades, big deal. There's going to be another one tomorrow. So you just got to take it with a grain of salt and be like, okay, I'm done for the day. There's nothing. And accept it.
Acceptance. That's huge. And so, you know, acceptance, that's a huge factor of it sounds like, to successful trading. From your experience and also, you know, mentoring and teaching other traders, what are some other qualities of a successful trader?
Humbleness. Humbleness is huge.
Okay.
And don't, you know, oh, there's so many things. First of all, don't, you know, you have to have play money. You cannot use your family's rent money, food money, medical bill money, none of that, right?
Right.
Because that is already such an emotionally tied baggage to that money that you'll never win, even no matter what.
So humbleness, right?
Humbleness is huge. You know, don't be like, I want to make $1,000 a day. But you haven't even started. Like, you know nothing and you already want to do that. They feel that market is entitled to give them that kind of money. That's what it is. I want to make the same amount of money I'm making at my job. Well, how many years have you been at your job? How long have you trained for your job? You know, why does nobody look at that? And it's amazing. Like, I have so many people that come to me. They're like, oh my God, I just lost $10,000. I just lost $100,000, you know, and they don't even know what the basics are. Like, the basics, you know, support resistance areas, reversal patterns. These are not algorithms or, you know, hardcore patterns. These are the super basics. I call them the safety gear, just like Formula One drivers, they put on their safety gear, you know, seat belts, fireproof uniforms, helmets, support and resistance areas. Those are our safety gears. They will protect us. But if you don't know if it's even there, you're never going to be protected, right? And then also, right, if you don't have a support and resistance area, you're going to miss out on the best trades, which are the breakout trades. And people, you know, they don't do that. They don't do that. You know, they're above it. They're too good for it.
Yeah.
That's opposite of humbleness.
Gotcha. And, you know, on that line, because you talked about the kind of keeping it simple and having those safety gears, I noticed that your message, you always have a simplistic way of explaining things that, you know, when you're new to trading or if you're not into trading, they can be complex subjects. So let's talk about your resources, because you have your YouTube channel. You also have the traderchick.com. What resources, what support do you offer in terms of like products and services for traders and people who want to get into this profession?
So I have two main courses, and my main thing is I offer one-on-one coaching that is included with the courses. Plus, my courses are super affordable, you know, super, super affordable. I don't think anybody charges what I do, including the one-on-one, simply because I make money from trading in my other businesses. I have, you know, another couple of businesses. That's not what I'm here for. I'm literally here to just be able to make it accessible. to people, right? And that's a really huge thing. And you can find all about my courses. I also offer a free mini course for people who are just starting to trade, because a lot of people don't even know where to begin. So there's a full mini course for that. And also other freebies. All you can find everything on thetraderchick.com. But yeah, my number one thing is that I offer one-on-one coaching with my course, so that you will never have to do this alone. Like, you will never have to be like, am I doing this right? Because lack of support is a huge problem. And not knowing if you're doing it right. We could all sit and watch a million YouTube videos, read a million books, but then go out there and do it. And how would you know if you're actually doing it right? You know? And that's the big thing. So that's what I really help you with, is that support and accountability.
Yeah. You know, the thing too, is when you don't know if you're doing it right, you can ingrain habits that are terrible and really, really hard to break later.
Exactly. Huge, huge, huge thing. Yeah.
Awesome. So I want to close it out with just some words of wisdom from you. What would you say, or what maybe even what you do say to your new students, but what would you say to a new trader, or even someone who's just struggling to become consistently profitable? What would be your words of wisdom for them?
I don't know if you know of John Wooden. It's funny. I've never even heard of this guy until one of my students came to me. So he was the one that made Los Angeles Lake Legacy, for the UCLA basketball legacy, right?
The coach, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the most famous coaches in the world. He's dead now. But somebody said to me, you know, your way of teaching is very much like him, right? This guy won like 10 NCAAs, 80 championships. I mean, it's insane. But every year he would start with his superstars going back to the basics. Literally, when in doubt, that was his thing. When in doubt, go back to the basics. He would literally start with them learning how to tie their shoe, how to roll up their socks, because it doesn't matter what you know, but if you're on that court and your shoe is untied and you fall or you have a blister, guess what? You're off the court.
Right.
So that's really what everything I think stems from me from that, is because I never had the basic training, is when in doubt, go back to the basics. So I start with the basics, because it's amazing how many people are putting in their windows without even having their walls built. And that's the basics, right? You need a wall to have a window. And that's what I do. So my words of wisdom is get back to the basics, learn the basics. It will change your life. In anything and everything, but especially with trading, definitely.
That's awesome. That is phenomenal advice. So I think that they can apply that, because like you said, the basics, it's fundamental for anything in life. So I really appreciate that. This has been awesome. I know we've added a lot of value. Marina, thank you for joining me on the Trading Ascension podcast.
Thanks, Jason. And thank you, everybody, for listening in.
I hope this was helpful. It was really fun to create. Thank you for listening. And if you benefited from our time together, please share this podcast with other traders you care about. You can check out more thought-provoking talks around personal growth, spiritual growth, and trading at tradingascension.com. When you get there, join the VIP list and claim your free gift, and you'll be the first to receive exclusive content. You can comment and reach out to me there. I'd love to hear from you about your trading journey. And one last thing, remember to be the hero of your story.